is Robert Stark. I am joined here with Charisse Janine. She is a model. Charisse, it's great talking to you.
It's a pleasure speaking with you as well, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And I'm also joined here with my co-host, Joshua Zeidner.
Hey, Robert. Great to be on the show once again.
Charisse, could you just kind of start things off? Give us sort of your brief biographical information. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small little town in Victorville, California. It's about an hour and a half away from L.A. Everybody knows of it as where the In-N-Out is on the way to Las Vegas. Everybody stops there. Basically desert, and that's about it. And then I headed out to L.A., and this is where my modeling career took off, is out here.
What originally got you interested in becoming a model?
I had always wanted to become one since I was little. I was always told that I should be one or that I could be one, but nobody knew that I would go the alternative route and get the tattoos. They thought I would always be like Victoria's Secret or something on Guess. But once I had gotten tattoos, I was told that I wouldn't be able to be a model by many out there. So one day I just decided to have a photo shoot, little house photo shoot, which got me booked to something called a group shoot. And from there, it's just taken off. And now I've been featured in Maxim. I've been had interest by Playboy, but then, like I said, the tattoos. But it's taken off since then, and I just keep going, keep pushing, and it's pretty good.
So are you're relatively new to this?
To modeling?
Yeah.
I've been doing it for about 4 years, but it's recently, just in the past year, gotten more into the professional route, yeah.
So are you also working with, when I hear alt model, I think Suicide Girls. Are you doing any sort of projects with them or?
No, I had interest from Suicide Girls. They wanted me to be one, but to be a Suicide Girl, you have to be nude. And doing that is something that I'm not really interested in. I wouldn't do nude for them. They're like hustler style nude, and that's not really my thing. I kind of keep it glamour, the lingerie, the implied stuff, I'll do that. But as long as I keep it classy, that's what I like. Cause I like to inspire those all over little girls. They're inspired by me as well as adults.
Oh, sorry. Were you aware of the controversy that they had between those two groups? I think the other one was God's Girls and Suicide Girls. There was all these sort of accusations flying back and forth. Have you any awareness of that?
No, I've never even heard of the second one that you announced. Okay. I've only heard of the Suicide Girls. I didn't know that they were having a controversy. That's crazy, because I know plenty of Suicide Girls. I had no idea.
So most of your work, it's either bikinis or lingerie?
Yeah, that's about the work that I do. I also do a lot of promotion modeling. I'm connected with the EDM world. A lot of the big DJ names that you guys hear with Electric Daisy Carnival and stuff like that, I model a lot of their clothing. So a lot of the promo stuff I do as well. I'm in with the car scene. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Dub Show, Extreme Auto Fest. I do appearances at those as well. I'm kind of everywhere. I try to keep it open.
Originally, what influenced your original decision to get your first tattoo?
My first tattoo. What was my first tattoo? That's the good question. Okay, my first tattoo was the one on my thigh. The story behind that is I was in an all-aged club group scene thing, being crazy at like 15. It's a garage tattoo. I had gotten a crown with the letter C for my name, like a crazy kid. And then I realized how stupid I was when I realized I needed to get it covered. But then the reason behind it was one of my friends, and he had passed away when I turned 18, and he had died in a tragic car accident. And so he had said some words right before he passed away that really inspired me. And so I got the words that he said right under the crown, and I kind of just kept it how it is in memory of him.
And you've been featured in Ink Magazine, a number of different tattoo-themed magazines?
I have. I've been on the cover of a couple of Inked Magazine, or Inked portion, not Inked itself, but Inked Magazines for Tattoo Edition. I think I have one coming out this month as well. Inked Mag featured me a couple of times on their website as like a pick of the day kind of thing, as well as Maxim has. As I think it was the Maxim Sack or something like that of the day or something like that. So yeah, I've been featured in on the magazine, not inside the magazine itself, as far as my knowledge, unless they put one of my pictures in there without me knowing, which has happened before.
You're currently in a competition for Maxim. How does that work?
Okay, so I have decided not to go through with the competition. I don't like how Maxim, after a few days, a lot of my fans were coming to me saying that they were being prompted to pay for votes, and that the Facebook voting, the free Facebook vote.
Oh, yeah, I think it's as much as $100 a vote.
Yeah, you could, you have to start out at $5, and you could go up to $500 to for the quote warrior votes. And I didn't like how they were doing that. I also didn't like how they there's over 4,000 girls in running, and they were there. You're still allowed to sign up to this day. Like, there's no deadline. So I don't think it was fair to any girl really that doesn't have thousands of dollars to spend to get herself number one. I'm not hating on any of the girls that are in the competition. I really hope that one of the girls that I know, or any of the girls that I know and model with, win. That would be amazing. But I just don't feel that it's fair on the, my fans' behalf and my behalf. I don't want them paying money for something like that to a magazine that has millions of dollars as it is. So I decided to stop that.
Sure. So, I mean, how do you... I've watched this, like, tattooed girl look sort of grow, I'd say, over the last 20 years. And it's fairly noticeable. I mean, how do you... Why do you think that suddenly this became like a popular look? I mean, I remember a time when it was not really even acceptable at all for most women to have tattoos. What do you think changed?
Right. I think it just became more people started doing it, and more girls started being successful with having tattoos. I remember I had my one tattoo, and I had shot with a couple of famous photographers that shoot for Guess, and they were telling me if I had gotten any more tattoos that I wouldn't be accepted, that my career as a model would be over. Well, I didn't listen. That's what I do. I don't listen to what people tell me. And actually, those photographers are messaging me. They just messaged me about last week asking me for my availability because they want to shoot with me again. There's been a lot of, I don't know, a lot of people have opened their eyes. Now there's different groups of and types of models. So not everybody is your average runway model. A lot of people have accepted different forms, shapes, and sizes of models into different groups, and those groups have become successful because everybody has a type and everybody wants to be inspired or is inspired by some group, whether it's a 90-pound Victoria's Secret model or a 150-pound alternative tattooed model because that's what they like. I think back in forever ago, no, it was just maybe like 3 years ago that we weren't accepted. People didn't have their eyes open as much as they do now into what the real world actually is.
Do you see any of that correcting? Is the trend, the popularity with tattooed models waning at all, or is it just is it remaining constant, increasing?
I see it increasing. It's increasing a lot. A lot of more successful models are... they have tattoos, and I know I reference the Victoria's Secret models a lot, but those are the most successful tattoos or successful models out there, and they even are getting tattoos. They just cover them with the makeup and stuff like that. So it's just it's everywhere now, and I think it's going to expand. I think it's going to grow. You're going to start seeing us on runways. You're going to start seeing us in the high top lingerie magazines and guests, and they're all going to have a time where they're going to say, hey, let's have a tattooed portion of our magazine, or let's have a tattooed feature this month and see how it goes. And once they realize that they're going to have sales pick up, it's going to go good. I think it's going to expand a lot.
Does anyone make any like rude comments to you, like call you a skank or anything like that?
No. For a while I haven't. Of course, there's always one or two like older ladies that will see my tattoos, and it's not even on my pictures, it's in person. They will kind of make a rude comment saying like, oh, well, I wanted to get a tattoo once, but nobody would have accepted it, and they'll just kind of make a rude comment. They won't say like the bad words or anything of that matter, but it's the older ladies that definitely don't appreciate the tattoos all over the place.
Were there any models in particular that really inspired you?
Bigger models, I would say no. I know my cousin was modeling at a time. She was a pinup doll. They used to call her Charlie Sin. She's the reason why I wanted to become a model. She was my inspiration. Growing up and stuff, I had held her on a high platform. I still do. But she had dropped out of the modeling, and I kind of picked it up and kept going and just took off with it. And I have a goal, and I'm out there to achieve it with it. So none of the bigger models, they didn't really inspire me. It was my cousin.
But are there particular actors or actresses that inspired you?
That's a good question. Because I get inspired by different types of people, not really actresses. I get inspired by music artists more for some reason. I music every day, all day, is all around me. So seeing how they have their dreams and they shoot and they go for it, I've actually been able to watch a couple of people in the music industry start from nothing to now they're huge, making $24,000 a night. They're the ones who inspire me. People that I've actually known and seen grow up or grow big in the industry and stuff like that. That's who inspires me.
Do you have a favorite tattoo artist? And when you first got tattoos, was this just sort of a regular tattoo joint, or was there have you gotten a tattoo from a famous tattoo artist?
I haven't gotten one from a famous tattoo artist. I had an artist that actually lives in Victorville. Start my big pieces that I have. His name was Fritch with an F. And he's the one who got me into the ink, and he does an amazing job. He moved away to Seattle. So I have another artist. His name's Mike, and he owns a tattoo shop out here. And he did pretty good. He's the one who I've turned to recently.
And you were saying a lot of your events, they're modeling for car show events and motorcycle events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the car show events. They're called Dub Show, Spocom, Extreme Auto Fest. It's a lot of the import cars, nice big fancy cars, and I go to those things. They have a thing called a model lounge, where they have models from all over fly in to sit, and we sell our merch. We take pictures with people who have wanted to see us. We tour with the car shows. They go to the Bay Area. They go all over Philly. And so we get to tour with those car shows and meet people, our social media fans all over the world. And it's pretty interesting. It's fun. I started out at those just modeling on the cars, going. Nobody knew who I was, so I would wear a company shirt and just sit on a car and take pictures. And now I have people it's to the point where I would need a security guard on my back the whole time, because I can't walk the car show anymore.
Do you work for a modeling agency, or are you independent?
I'm an independent right now. I manage myself. I have an assistant. Her name is Tavia, and she helps me with everything. But other than that, we're on our own. We're a two-team clan right now.
What are some of your current projects that you're working on, or upcoming projects for the future?
Right now I have a lot of shoots scheduled until October, so I'm just trying to get those out of the way. A lot of stuff with the music industry, working with them. Music videos are coming out, magazines are coming out. I think I have 3 coming out just this month, 2 which are covers. I can't say what or who or where. And every day is different. I book something new every day. But right now I'm just trying to get as much publicity that I can, book the shoots, as many shoots as I can, appearances. I had an appearance in Hollywood at a club called Avalon for my first time, just because of being a model. And that was pretty cool seeing people come for me, walking around the club, them asking me for pictures. That was pretty awesome. So just trying to get my name out there a little bit more, hoping that something will take off, something good will happen out of it.
As far as promotion, what do you see as being the most effective? In the past, it was primarily magazines like a Maxim. That's changing now because of the internet.
Yeah, Maxim for sure is changing that. It's like if you get a feature in Maxim, nobody cares anymore. Actually, no shaming on Maxim. I love Maxim. They've been one of the biggest. And same with Playboy. It's like people don't care. They want to see you with what's up and what's new and what's upcoming. I think that's why I've kind of stuck with the music industry, working with them. I've gotten a more good response coming back from the EDM world than I ever did with magazines. But magazines are always something that you want to have in the back of your portfolio and keeping them current, because you never know who's going to see those. The big industry, they don't watch the music videos and stuff like that. They see the magazines on the stands in the store. So that's what you really would want.
Have you been featured in any major music videos?
Major? I've been featured in a music video called In My Room by Yellow Claw, Ty Dolla $ign, and Tyga. That was maybe about 2 years ago. That was my biggest accomplishment with the music industry, or the music video part. I got to thank Yellow Claw for that one. They picked me. I'm in the opening scene. I'm in a scene with a group called Dubs. So they put me on, and I have to thank them for that.
What are some of your long-term goals for the future in the next upcoming years?
Right now, I want to be able to get out to L.A. I want to be able, like, to the downtown L.A. part. That's where I want to be. That's where I need to be. That's going to be one of my goals for sure within the next year, is to get into downtown so I don't have to drive a little bit of a distance. Everything is right there. All of my work is in downtown L.A. And right now I'm about 45 minutes out. So that would be my goal, is to be right smack dab in the middle and to be able to just make as much money as I can modeling and inspiring everybody.
Is L.A., would you say, a major hub for the modeling industry, or is it pretty spread out? There's New York, Milan, a lot of different places.
Right now, I would say L.A. for myself. I know that there's a lot of stuff happening in New York, but that's more of the high fashion that goes on. I haven't really stepped into the high fashion. Like I said, the tattoos and stuff, they're not really welcome in the high fashion at this time. So LA for the tattooed models, the glamour tattoos, that's where we're welcome. And that's where all of my shoots have been, for the most part. That's where they are. All of my events are in LA. I've gotten a couple, offers from New York, but, not enough to get me out there quite yet, but it's going to happen.
What have been some of your impressions of LA since moving there?
It smells.
Oh yeah, it does.
It smells. I don't like it. I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. The nightlife, everything. I love LA. Everything's fast. Everything's new. So much can happen. You can just walk into a store and literally get picked up, and there goes your career. You're taken off in LA. You never know who you're gonna meet. But it smells, and it's gross, and It's scary. You can't walk around at night. I love walking around at night back at home, seeing the stars. Here in LA, you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and it's smoggy and you can't breathe. You have to wear an oxygen mask. So that's been my impression.
What advice would you give to someone who's interested in getting into the modeling industry?
I would say, and this is what I go by, do what you want with your body, minus like getting fat. Please don't do that because it might not happen. But do what you want. Get tattoos, get piercings, color your hair crazy colors, and just go for it. Just be you. Don't change. Don't mold to what people are trying to mold you into, because it'll work with if you do that, but you're not going to be happy. So do what you need to do to be happy. And if you have a dream, just go for it and don't stop when the road turns into a rocky one, or when the bad times happen, or if somebody insults you, don't stop. Just keep going, and that's how you're going to be successful.
And with a lot of it with the internet, do you see the modeling industry overall becoming more decentralized as opposed to, say, it was 20 years ago?
Oh, definitely. There's going to be so many different types and different forms. It's already been like that in the industry, in the music industry, in the artists, the actors, everything. People are opening their eyes more. They're seeing so much different things happening every day. And that's how people become famous now, is the different, not the same. So it's going to blow up, and I can already see it. I could see these guest billboards and these huge companies having all forms and shapes of models and hair colors and body types all over.
Charisse, Janine, it has been an excellent show. Thank you so much for being on.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you as well, Robert. I can't wait to hear this and share it all with all of my friends. It's been exciting, and I appreciate you for having me on your show.
And also, thank you, Joshua Zeidner.
Thank you, Joshua. I don't know if you're there, but thank you.